Preface. Imagine me sitting in my office. The scene is a peaceful disaster, every surface littered with paper and crumpled notes. Gnocchi, my cat, has claimed his territory on his desk. We're in a standoff, negotiating for space on the keyboard and, as usual, he's winning. This is where I find myself, writing these words. I imagine you too, settled into a cosy corner, following along as I type. We've never met, and yet, for these few moments, there's a bridge between our two minds. Here I am, typing away, and there you are, reading. It's as if we're sharing a conversation that's stretched out across time and space. It's almost magical, except it's not. It's just a function of the human brain, the most extraordinary thing in the known universe. Well, yes, I might be a tiny bit biased, having devoted my life to neuroscience, though I'm sure astronomers, astrophysicists, and other sky-gazing sorts would admit that nothing they've observed is quite as baffling as the organ you're using to read this sentence. Here is a lump of fat that, somehow, pulls consciousness out of thin air, then spends its days puzzling over its own existence. It's a bit like discovering that your kitchen sponge has been secretly writing sonnets while you sleep. In a universe that is vast and uncaring, the human brain is a rebellious anomaly. Here we are, in a cold expanse of nothingness, thinking and feeling. The cheek of it! We ignored all the rules of the cosmos, carving out a place for ourselves, creating meaning where it was never meant to exist. Of course, having asserted our right to meaning with such conviction, we now find ourselves saddled with the task of actually cultivating it. It's a heavy burden, isn't it? Existence doesn't always feel particularly wondrous or exciting. At times, the constant effort can leave us feeling drained, overwhelmed, and even painfully alone. We're told perfection is the secret to happiness. There's a lot of money to be made convincing you that suffering stems from not optimizing every inch of your life. It's a narrative that's become so pervasive, so ingrained in our collective psyche, that we rarely question it. We just accept that if we're struggling, it must be because we're not trying hard enough, not scheduling meticulously enough, not manifesting positively enough, or worse, that we ourselves are not enough. We're led to believe that if we just work harder and buy the right products, we'll eventually optimize ourselves into a state of perpetual bliss. Meanwhile, in chasing this mirage, we drift further away from what actually does make life meaningful. We are social creatures, wired for belonging and meaning. We yearn to feel seen, heard, and valued by others. We need to believe that our lives matter, that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. Remarkably simple, really. Yet, our modern world, driven by relentless productivity and consumption, often pulls us away from these innate desires. So enamored are we with the idea of living our best lives, we've forgotten how to just live. In a world that constantly shouts for more, let me whisper one simple truth. Psst, you're already enough, obviously. That's not to say you can't grow, of course you can. In fact, the urge to evolve is as fundamental to human nature as breathing. But the changes that enrich our lives have nothing to do with glossy upgrades or a flashy, dramatic makeover. They're the kind to tiptoe in without a fuss, gently altering how we relate to ourselves, to others, and to the world we inhabit. It's not about building a brand new you, but rather stepping into an ever so slightly more specific you. That's where the real magic happens, when we become a little more comfortable in our own skin, a little more attuned to our own needs, and a little more at peace. That's what this book is about. It isn't a prescription for a perfect life, because no such thing exists. It's not a magic fix for all your problems or a definitive answer to the meaning of life, though I did take a cheeky stab at that with the final chapter.